USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
The deadline for private companies with 100 or more employees to mandate the vaccine or COVID-19 testing has been pushed back 1 month from the first week in January to the second week of February. This after a federal appeals court late Friday in a split decision ruled that the Biden administration's vaccine mandate can take effect. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki accusing West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin of backtracking on his commitments to support President Joe Biden's Build Back Better agenda. After the senator said this on Fox News Sunday,
I cannot vote to continue with this piece of legislation.
Psaki saying Senator Manchin committed to the president to support the framework, and his comments are at odds with the discussions he's had with President Biden. The Senate has left Washington for their Christmas break. The bill not expected to come to a vote until next year. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently? Remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
44 people on board Royal Caribbean Symphony of the Seas cruise have tested positive for COVID-19 after pulling into port at Miami. All passengers were required to be fully vaccinated and test negative for the cruise, which departed 8 days ago. The U.S. will be on Israel's no-fly list starting Wednesday. Germany also tightening restrictions for people coming from Britain, all due to the spread of the variant. Could former President Trump have to testify before the January 6th committee? Republican Representative Adam Kinzinger, one of two Republican members of the committee, would not comment on whether or not President Trump committed a crime, although he says nobody is above the law.
We can get the information without him at this point. And obviously, when you subpoena the former president, that comes with a whole kind of, you know, circus environment.
He says if they need to, the committee will subpoena the former president. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With the new COVID variant spreading throughout New York City, Mayor Bill de Blasio said he'll make a decision by Christmas whether to hold the annual New Year's Eve celebration in Times Square. It was just last month that de Blasio announced the event would come back full strength. Tomorrow's the day an indoor mask mandate is reinstated in Rhode Island. Employees and customers at venues with capacities of 250 people or more will need to wear masks. Governor Don McKee also allowing businesses to require proof of vaccination. Officials taking a more serious tone with smash-and-grab burglaries in the Bay Area.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Wednesday finally denounced rampant smash-and-grab looting as absolutely outrageous, but she stopped short of endorsing Mayor Breed's plan to increase policing and review zero-bail policies. Police Chief William Scott says they need to consistently do their jobs.
We've had some challenges, and we have to step up some of our game, if you will, and we need to be consistent in doing that. And I know our officers will do it. They've asked for the infrastructure that the mayor will make happen in this declaration, this emergency declaration.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Former Senator from Georgia, Republican Johnny Isakson, dying Sunday at the age of 76. The Isakson Initiative announcing today. He passed overnight. The former Georgia lawmaker served in both the House and Senate. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.